I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The latest Russian push in Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city, may be only the first wave of a wider assault. Russia's war of attrition against Ukraine seems to grind on with no end in sight. Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder says donor fatigue isn't the only challenge partners are facing in Ukraine. Every day brings new concerns and people who need a listening ear.
Many of them are depressed, discouraged. They're full of anxiety. They don't know if they'll ever get to their homes, if this war will ever end. Will the Russians take over?
But still, hope remains.
Many people are coming to faith in Jesus Christ. And so many of these churches are almost even bigger now than they were before the war.
Now that you know, what will you do? Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And a massive fire destroyed a Syrian refugee camp in Lebanon's Bekaa Valley April 29th. Nuna Matar of Triumph at Mercy Lebanon says the fire was near one of their schools. Thankfully, no one from their school was injured because kids and teachers were in class at the time. However,
the Lebanese government is not allowing now Syrian refugees to rebuild or change locations for security reasons, and understandably so. But for these people, they have to do something just to find a place to rest at night. We need prayer for wisdom and for God to just intervene in this situation.
As they respond in the name of Christ, she's asking you to pray. Tension between Lebanese and Syrians is high. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. In the Middle East and North Africa, where it's difficult and dangerous to follow Jesus, isolated believers risk everything to live out their faith. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region, offers a free 7-day prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and tells the stories of Christians who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.